Open your Bible with us so we can get started. What do you say? Amen. 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 Glory to God. Open your Bible with us. I'm going to read again from the Amplified. Zechariah 4 and 6. If you can put it up, it'll be fine. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Actually, let me do this. Four through seven. Zechariah 4 through 7. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 4. Got it? If y'all can put it up. Verse 4. Let's go to verse 4 to 7. So I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel talked with me, answered me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." Then he said to me, "This addition of gold to the candlestick, causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil." Causing to do what? Yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive tree, trees. Notice, from the olive tree. Is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, "Not by might, not by power, but what? By my spirit." Of whom the, not by might, not by power, but by spirit, of whom, now notice now, of whom the oil is of what? The oil that was, he saw coming out the olive tree. There was an olive tree on one side, olive tree on the other. There was seven, there was a lampstand, and there were seven lamps on the stand, and all had pipes. And these pipes were flowing oil to the lamps in a bowl. And he said, these olive trees was flowing oil, and it was a ceaseless supply. Are you hearing me? Y'all got to stay with me now, because I don't have a little while this morning. I took up some of the time. My wife took up the other. I get it when she get home. Amen. And notice that, now notice it was a ceaseless supply. What you understand about the word ceaseless? Huh? That means it never stopped. It's a continual flow, whether day or night, night or day, or evening or morning, afternoon or early morning. It's still flowing, right? It's a ceaseless supply. Whew, man. Now watch. And he said, this oil, of whom the symbol of oil, or of whom the oil is a symbol, says the Lord of hosts, the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus got ready to leave, he said, I pray the Father, he shall do what? Send you, give you what? Another comforter, that he may do what? Come and stay a few days, then he'll cut out on you. Oh, that's not the way it reads. But he shall do what? Abide with you how long? Then he gave another word in abiding. If you abide in me, this is John 15:7. We may turn that later on. But if you do what? Abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall do what? Ask what you will. And it might happen. Oh, it shall. I need to turn that and read because I'm missing up the quotes here. And it what? It shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. So he said, this oil represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in you. Say, he's in me. Because he's in me, say it.
That means
I belong to God. I'm a son of God.
I'm
a new creation.
I'm a new man.
I'm a new woman.
I'm a new person.
And because of that,
I have been made
the righteousness of God.
So I'm righteous,
right now.
Where I sit,
I don't have to do a single thing
because I was made that way.
I'm a saint of God,
have the right
and the privilege
in the kingdom of God
that every other saint has.
I've been delivered
from the kingdom of
darkness.
And I've been translated
into the kingdom
of God, dear Son.
There's not one single thing
that Jesus has
that I'm not an heir to
with him.
He's wealthy.
He's healthy.
He's high.
He lifted up.
He's strong.
He's mighty.
So am I.
Everything that he
is,
so am I.
So I rejoice.
I'm not broke.
And I'm not going to act like a broke man.
Wealth
has come to my
house.
Hallelujah.
That's where I
abide.
Wealth
abide where I
abide.
I know how to appropriate
it.
I know how to get it.
So I tell you,
you're looking at a wealthy
person.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
So it's a ceaseless
what?
Supply.
And that ceaseless
supply is
the Spirit of God,
right?
Listen to verse 7.
For who are you?
See, these things looking at
you, you may have some
bills looking at you.
You may have some
opposition.
You may have
something they're asking.
God
want to show you how
to get those
things out
of your way.
Because,
see, they have no
right to clog
up your life
and
cause you to be in
pain or
lack or want.
It has no
right.
You
have a right to
have money
to operate.
God
is your daddy,
and
he has
provided
for you everything
you need.
It's in the will.
I'm going to say it
again.
It's in the will,
and
I'm going to read the will.
I'm going to read a portion
of the will to
you today.
Are you hearing
me?
Hallelujah.
So watch it.